President Bush today called on Congress to pass legislation to make it easier for people with mental illness to get treatment. Mental disability is not a scandal, the president said. And he added that Americans with mental illness deserve a health care system that treats their illness with the same urgency as a physical illness. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the president's action may not do much to resolve the ongoing debate.
Today was the first time Mr. Bush devoted an entire speech to mental health policy. He spoke at the University of New Mexico. Among those with him was Republican Senator Pete Domenici, a leading mental health advocate. The president said he agrees with Senator Domenici that those with mental illness are often treated unfairly, particularly by their health insurers.
Insurance plans too often place greater restrictions on the treatment of mental illness than on the treatment of other medical illnesses. As a result, some Americans are unable to get effective medical treatments that would allow them to function well in their daily lives.
And he endorsed the concept of mental health parity, equal coverage of mental and physical illness.
Senator Domenici and I share this commitment. Health plans should not be allowed to apply unfair treatment limitations or financial requirements on mental health benefits.
But the president stopped short of endorsing the bill sponsored by Domenici and Minnesota Democrat Paul Wellstone. The Senate passed the bill last fall. It would require health plans that offer mental health coverage to provide benefits equal to those for other illnesses. And the president issued this caveat.
It is critical that we provide full mental health parity, that we do not significantly run up the cost of health care.
That was a nod to the business community, which has fought federal legislation on the subject since 1996.
It's not the benefit, it's the cost.
Kate Sullivan is director of health policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The chamber's part of a coalition of business groups that began running newspaper ads today, urging Congress not to pass the mental health parity bill sponsored by Senators Domenici and Wellstone. Sullivan says the bill would cost businesses too much.
Employers know the value of having good mental health coverage, but they are struggling just to hang on to the benefit programs they already are offering, and many of them are already at the brink.
But advocates for the parity measure say opponents are overestimating the potential cost of equalizing coverage for physical and mental ailments. Howard Goldman of the University of Maryland Medical School helped write the 1999 Surgeon General's report on mental health. He says there's ample evidence about cost from more than 30 states that have passed their own mental health parity laws.
I understand why the business community would be concerned about overall health expenditures going up, but the experience with mental health parity is that expenditures have been extremely manageable.
He says that's largely because states that passed parity laws made other changes at the same time. In fact, he says,
one or two states experienced a decline in expenditures after going to a parity benefit because they simultaneously implemented managed care, and the restrictions associated with managed care reduced expenditures even in the face of parity.
Health policy analyst Ed Howard says President Bush now finds himself in much the same situation he faced last year. That's when Congress was debating the so-called Patients' Bill of Rights to regulate managed health care and other insurance plans.
You do have something that in both cases is popular with the public and unpopular with the businesses who are having to pay for it.
And in both cases, the president is trying to please both constituencies. Advocates of mental health parity hope their measure won't meet the same fate as the patients' rights bill. President Bush endorsed that concept last year in a speech not unlike today's. Both the House and Senate passed patients' rights measures last summer, but the administration has yet to agree to a specific bill the president will sign. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.